Hi, my name is Tom and this is the Too Much for 10 Seconds podcast. I started this podcast because I was writing an Instagram story post and I found I had too much to write for a text-based story post, the limit being around 10 seconds, although it might have been a bit quicker. And so I decided to start this. And if you like this podcast, please do subscribe, follow and share so that I can grow this podcast and make it the group effort which I want it to be. I want to make it very interactive, and depending on where you listen to me on, that can be very possible. If you connect to me on Instagram at TMFTS Podcast, you can take part in polls which directly contribute to episodes and things I'll be talking about, where I'll be sort of gauging your excitement levels for films and doing various other things that you can get involved with. If you listen to me on Anchor, you can send me voice messages which I can directly drop into episodes, and that I want you to send me voice messages to do with films that you've seen that may be new or old, films you're looking forward to or just want to recommend. I'm on a bunch of different services: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher and SoundCloud. And as I say, Anchor if you want to get in touch with me with a voice message. So yeah, let's kick this episode off. Enjoy!
This is the Disney 2019 Preview Special
with me, Tom. And in this episode, I'll be discussing all of the Disney releases for the year of 2019. And a couple of ground rules: I will not be discussing any Star Wars films or Marvel Studios films, even though they're owned by Disney. If you want to check out my other episode where I'll be discussing Marvel Studios films as well as other superhero films coming out in 2019, depending on when you listen to this episode, I'll have already brought it out or it'll be coming out very shortly after this episode. But specifically in this episode, I'll be discussing Walt Disney Studios, Walt Disney Animation Studios, and Pixar releases. So let's kick off this episode. So the first film which I'll be discussing in this episode comes out on March 29th, 2019, and that is Tim Burton's Dumbo. It's a live-action remake, barring probably just the elephant, the titular elephant Dumbo, the one with the big floppy ears, you might have heard of him. Just as a recap, I'll be recapping the synopsis of each film, live-action remake or animation, just to give you a good sort of refresher before going to see these films. So, a young elephant whose oversized ears enable him to fly helps save a struggling circus, but when the circus plans a new venture, Dumbo and his friends discover dark secrets beneath its shiny veneer. And you've got quite a few, you've got a good few people who've already worked with Tim Burton before. You've got Eva Green, who's worked with him on Dark Shadows, Michael Keaton, who's worked with him on the Batman movies, Danny DeVito, again on the Batman movies, but also Big Fish, and Colin Farrell, who I don't think's worked with Tim Burton, but I'm not sure, and I think Alan Arkin might have, but again, I'm not sure on that. But you've got a few actors and actresses who've already got good rapport with Tim Burton already in there, so I think that's a good start for a film which has got a certain amount of pressure on it, but maybe not as high as other films that are coming out this year from Disney. I think Danny DeVito is an inspired choice as what I'm guessing will be sort of like one of the high up people of the circus, like the ringleader, I think they're called. Well, I'm not sure on the correct terminology of circuses, but Danny DeVito obviously played a very similar character in Big Fish, and although it's not inspired casting in a way, like people will think, oh, he played this character in Big Fish, I think it's fine. He plays it so well that I think it's good to see a sort of different interpretation of a similar sort of role, job role that he's playing. So I'm excited for that. And Dumbo is a dark story in its own in a number of ways. So I think Tim Burton handling this film, who can handle family-friendly fares as well as darkness, I think he's a good directorial choice. And he's basically a friend of Disney. He's done quite a lot with Disney over the years. I think he started his career at Disney as well as an animator, so I'm very excited to see Dumbo. I ran a poll on my Instagram stories and I got quite a good response actually, and basically I asked people to slide across to indicate their excitement levels for each of the five films we'll be discussing in this episode, and Dumbo got an average of 8 out of 10, and I'd say that's pretty much what I think as well. I'd say I'm on about an 8 out of 10 excitement level. mainly because Tim Burton is handling it and I always look out for his films, but I really like the cast as well. I think Colin Farrell's been doing some excellent work, more big films. I recognise him from things like In Bruges and The Lobster, which are much smaller films but also excellent, and he's been doing some bigger films recently, and I think he's been doing a real good job. Michael Keaton, obviously off the back of his Oscar win from Birdman, has been doing some really cool roles. Danny DeVito is from It's Always Sunny, so I expect a certain amount of humour from Danny DeVito nowadays, especially. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm an 8 out of 10 for Dumbo. That's out March 29th, 2019. The next film which will be out this year after Dumbo will be coming out on May 24th, and that is the live-action version of the absolute classic from 1992, Aladdin. This is directed by Guy Ritchie and follows the story of a poor street urchin who vies for the love of a beautiful princess called Jasmine. He uses a genie's magic lamp to make himself off as a prince in order to marry her. I think that this is the film that I'm most looking forward to that Disney are bringing out this year. There's a lot of reasons, really. I mean, it's very sad that Robin Williams passed. He's one of my all-time favourite actors. I think he's a comedic genius, and I think if he was still with us today, he would no doubt play the genie. That being said, I think Will Smith is a very out-of-the-box choice for Genie, and I'm really liking the kind of work that Will Smith has been doing lately. Like, I like it in general, like his whole body of work, but I think he's been taking a few risks. Like Suicide Squad, I thought he was like one of the standouts in that film, and I think he's got every chance of being a standout in this as well. So I'm very excited by the fact that Will Smith is playing Genie. I've seen a few pictures at the point of this episode being recorded, and he's not in his full like blue get-up yet, but from what I've seen of him in his just normal human get-up, and from what I know of like little tidbits of things that people have been saying about his incarnation of the character Genie, I'm very excited for it. Another thing that I'm excited for is the fact that Guy Ritchie is directing this, and he's the guy behind Snatch, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and the Sherlock Holmes films starring Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. specifically, Rock and Roller, Revolver. So he's got a large body of work, which mainly comprises of sort of either crime films or mystery films, shall we say. So he's got a very good grounding in that sense, and Aladdin in a way is kind of a crime film if you really think about it. I mean, not on the scales that like maybe Snatch explores, but it is about a guy who does like nick bread. On my Instagram story poll, people indicated that they're sort of 9 out of 10 for anticipation, excitement levels. I'm around a 9 or a 10 out of 10, even though the trailers haven't really provided too much of a glimpse into it yet. I think people might be more excited for it just to see the next trailer and get engage their excitement levels more towards that. But I really feel like this is one of the more beloved Disney animated films, so I completely agree with the 9 out of 10 on that one. I think one of the genius things about this is casting fairly unknown people as the lead roles of Jasmine and Aladdin and also Jafar. Not fully unknowns, but certainly people who haven't really been in like large films up until this point. So we're talking Naomi Scott, who plays the role of Jasmine, Mina Massoud, who plays Aladdin, and Marwan Kenzari, who plays Jafar. I have seen Marwan Kenzari in a couple of films like Murder on the Orient Express and The Mummy. So I'm fairly familiar with him, but still he didn't play large roles in either of those films. But I think this film could be like a very big surprise, and I have complete trust in Guy Ritchie. I'm a big fan of his work, and he's another director who I'm always looking out for, much like Tim Burton. So I'm very buzzed about Aladdin, and that's out on May 24th, 2019. on June 21st, 2019, we have our offering from Pixar, and that is Toy Story 4, which has been met with some mixed response. I think more just because of the fact that people felt that after Toy Story 3, it rounded up the trilogy very well, that franchise very well. I'm all for Toy Story 4, haha, because it's just because of what they're doing with it. It has gone through a bit of a tough time. The script has completely changed. It originally Rashida Jones was on board, and it was going to be more focused towards Little Bo Peep. But now it seems like it's going to become more of like a road trip film with all the gang. And I think just the supporting actors get me very excited as well, like the newbies, such as Tony Hale, who's playing Forky. And then you've got Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key playing carnival toys. And then you've got Keanu Reeves in a mystery role. The rumour is that it's going to be maybe like a sort of Buzz Lightyear competitor type toy, which I think is a very fun idea. And I think Keanu Reeves is, I think he's I like him a lot. I like the fact that he's like John Wick, The Matrix. Do I need to say more? Really? Man's a legend. So I am very buzzed for Toy Story 4. On my Instagram poll, it got a sort of average of 8 out of 10. And I think people, that's quite a decent sort of score, just because considering the sort of fear that I feel like people might have surrounding this film, that it might ruin the franchise. I have no such fears whatsoever. The plot is basically when a new toy, Forky, joins Woody and the gang, a road trip alongside old and new friends reveals how big the world can be for a toy. I think a road trip Toy Story film is like a perfect hybrid to me. Road trip films, yes, all for road trip films, all for road trip vlogs, which I've made myself, and all for Toy Story. Like, they can keep making Toy Stories as far as I'm concerned. I don't really feel like, I feel like, yeah, the Toy Story 3 was the end of a trilogy, and that's great, but it doesn't mean it can't carry on. I'm all for more Toy Story. Absolutely. Absolutely behind Pixar doing the sequels. If they've got a set of characters and they all work so well, why make just purely originals if you can carry on returning to characters that people love so much? All for Toy Story 4. Bring it on. June 21st, 2019. On July 19th, 2019, we have The Lion King, directed by Jon Favreau. There's been a lot of bickering online, certainly online, as per, like, where else do people really bicker these days? Because of the fact that people don't really think it's a live-action remake. And I feel like, yes, obviously it's not a live-action remake. Like, what is Jon Favreau going to do? Go into the wild and get lions to talk? They're not real. Like, they're not, these people aren't real. Like, at least they're using photo real graphics to, you know, present these creatures as close to being live action as they are able to. You're not going to get a lion to talk, you're not going to get a meerkat or a warthog to talk. Like, come on, it's not going to happen, really, is it, folks? But I think it's got a lot of things going for it. Jon Favreau, who directed Iron Man 1 and 2, and a bunch of other films, like Chef as well, like, and the Jungle Book, which no doubt got him this gig as well. I have no doubts about this film being good. I do worry that it, because of how beloved the original Lion King was, that it might suffer a bit, because people will just be judging it against that, and the fact that there's been this huge sort of West End and Broadway musical that spawned from the film. But it's got Elton John writing the music again, as well as some new original songs. The cast is insane for this film. Like, the cast for this film, honestly, like, you've got people like Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, who's playing Simba. You've got Chiwetel Ejiofor playing Scar. Seth Rogen playing Pumbaa. You've got Alfre Woodard playing Sarabi. Keegan-Michael Key playing Kamari. The return of James Earl Jones playing Mufasa. Like, it's a stacked cast, and it's a solid cast. And a lot of the cast is sort of, African-American actors or people of African heritage. So they're sticking fairly true to source, even more so than I think the original did for the voice cast. So I have no doubts that The Lion King will be a solid film, but I do fear that it might not be quite live up to the original. But I feel like I'll still love it anyway. On my Instagram poll, it got a 7.5 out of 10 average for anticipation / excitement levels. Yeah, that's fair. Like 75% out of 100. I think that's more than fair for a film that people kind of are quite against from what I've seen online. That's out July 19th, 2019. The next film to be released will be on August 9th, 2019, and that is Artemis Fowl, directed by Kenneth Branagh, who has directed such films as Murder on the Orient Express, Cinderella, Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, Thor. So I'm really confident in this film being a very classy affair, you know, being directed by Sir Kenneth Branagh. The plot alone has got me gripped, and the fact that it's a completely new film for Disney. It's not a sequel, and it's not a live action remake or whatever you want to call those remakes. It's a complete original. It's based on the novel by Ewan Colfer, and the plot follows Artemis Fowl II, a young Irish criminal mastermind who kidnaps the furry leprechaun officer Holly Shaw for ransom to fund the search for his missing father in order to restore the family fortune. Have my money now. That sounds incredible. I'm all for that. And I think when I saw the trailer for this, what I really felt was like the excitement of when I saw a trailer for something as a kid, because it just seems like it's got like a vibe of like, I don't know why, like don't hurt me for this, but something like Agent Cody Banks, or I don't know, just something that really made me feel nostalgic about being a kid. And I think it's going to be a really fun film, and it's going to be a bit mind-bending and just sort of very a big spectacle type film. A lot of action and humour. The cast includes Judi Dench and Josh Gad. Josh Gad's worked with Disney on a little film called Frozen before, and also Beauty and the Beast. I'm buzzed for this film. I think apart from Aladdin, this is the film I'm most looking forward to from Disney this year. I forgot to put it on my Instagram story poll, just because of the fact that the other films were sort of a lot more Disney-ish. This is more of like a property that Disney have acquired. But personally, my anticipation level is sort of a 9 out of 10, 8.5, 9 out of 10. So along the same lines as Aladdin, absolutely buzzed for this film. And that is released on August 9th, 2019. And we round the year off with a little sequel to a little tiny film from Walt Disney Animation Studios, and that film is Frozen 2. The plot is very sparse at the moment, the plot that's online. The plot basically says Elsa, Anna, Kristoff and Olaf are going far into the forest to know the truth about an ancient mystery of their kingdom. And that's all we are given at this present time. The film, like Artemis Fowl, stars Josh Gad. This time he plays a snowman from the first film, known as Olaf. We also have the returning cast members Idina Menzel, who is an epic singer, playing Elsa. And we have Kristen Bell, who plays Anna, who I've since sort of become a big fan of because of her work on the TV show The Good Place. If you haven't seen that show, please check it out. It's on Netflix, and you will not regret it. It's one of the smartest, wittiest, mind-boggling programs you'll ever watch, and you will not know what to think from episode to episode. When you think something's going to go a certain way, it won't normally, unless you've somehow are like a writer of the show. I feel like you probably won't guess what's going to happen from episode to episode. So definitely check out The Good Place. But back to Frozen 2. I obviously seen Frozen because I think basically everyone who had access to a cinema saw Frozen, or access to a TV over any Christmas time from when the original came out to this new film. You'll probably have seen Frozen or at least heard some songs. So it's, you know, it's a very like, probably like a very pop culturally significant film. weirdly, on my Instagram excitement anticipation poll, anticipation turned into a bit of a Sean Connery type there. On my Instagram excitement anticipation poll, this ranked the lowest. It ranked a 6 out of 10. Now, I don't know if that's just because of how precious people are over the original. I feel like that's something that Disney kind of have against them, that people might be just kind of against anything being continued if they're a fan of the first film. I never expected Frozen to get a sequel in terms of like a story way, story-wise, but I expected it to get one just because of how successful the first one was. I will see it, and I'm looking forward to it to an extent, but you don't hurt me, and I know this podcast is normally positive, but I didn't buzz over the first Frozen as much as maybe other people did. Well, guaranteed as much as other people did. I'm still looking forward to it, and I'm hoping I'll love it. I like the first one, song in particular, where they're finishing each other's sentences. I thought that was pretty funny. But and I really do like Josh Gad as Olaf, and I think Josh Gad should just be in as many things as he humanly can be in. And that's out November 27th, 2019. Sorry, I don't have more to say about Frozen 2. You know, it's just I get my source off the internet, like my sources, and the plot is very vague. But yeah, November 27th, 2019, we have Frozen 2. And that rounds up a mammoth episode by the standards which I'm trying to set, where I'm trying to record, you know, shorter episodes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I said at the start of the episode to do all the good stuff, so I won't bore you with that again, such as sharing and the like. I really do hope you enjoy this podcast, and very soon, depending on when you listen to this, it will either be out or very soon after this episode comes out, I will have out a superhero special for 2019, where I'll be looking at Marvel and DC releases. I know that some people see other films as superhero films, like Hellboy and the like, but I'll specifically be talking about Marvel and DC releases in another special. I like these specials. I think there's something a bit different, and if you do want me to do more specials, please tell me what you want me to do, and I will compile lists of top fives or top tens. It's up to you. I want to make this show as user-orientated, user-focused as possible, as in like listener-focused. So whatever you want, let's make this show collaborative, a group effort, get messages sent in to me, all the good stuff. You know what to do. See you soon. Thanks for listening to this longer episode. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.